Last week, we talked about how people recognize objects and really how well people recognize objects, given how difficult the problem is, given how objects can be seen in all different sorts of illumination, in different positions, in different angles. And yet, we are able to extract that information. We are able to take the visual stuff out there, interpret it in a way that allows us to recognize all the different things that we can see in our environment. Today, we're going to kind of carry on looking at that. We're going to look at what's really a special class of objects. That's the human face. We're going to look at how we recognize human faces and how we do it quite as well as we do. We're really expert at recognizing faces. So again, we can think about how do we take that visual information and how do we transfer it into a form which allows us to put a name to a face and to do all the other clever things we can do with faces. So I'm going to start off again by just pointing out that it's a hard problem. Face recognition is a hard problem, and it's a clever thing we do. If you think about all the different types of faces you can recognize and all the different types of information you can get from the face, you kind of start to appreciate how well we can do face recognition.